these, right? They were jealous. We can get jealous of what people have. We are full of selfish ambition, meaning I only think of me. Can everybody say me? As Theo said, I only think of me. He said, this is an example of works of the flesh. Works of the flesh. We even have a sinful nature. And he talked about that. The fact that we think impure thoughts and we operate in greed and we don't walk by the Spirit. Today I have up three houses. All right. These houses look familiar. What do you guys think they're from? Three Little Pigs. Can we say Three Little Pigs? And so I'm going to combine a couple of two things. I want you guys to picture this house, and in the back is a garden, because we're going to be talking about two things. We're going to be talking about a fruit of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit, but then we're also talking about how we build our lives, how we build our lives. So why was the wolf so bad? Well, he operates in rage. He says, little pigs, let me in. And what do they say? Okay, everybody together. And he says, I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in, right? And we see this take place. He's selfish. He's greedy. He tries to trick the pigs. That sometimes he comes up and goes, let the little granny in. She'd just like a little place to stay. Would you mind opening the door? No, right? So he tries to trick them by what he wears, right? And he tries to get in that way. And that kind of reminds us of the enemy, the devil. That he tries to trick us, and he tries to look one way, and he tries to do these things. And so again, how many of you have mommies and daddies with gardens? They have a garden in the back, okay? How many of you guys have gardens or have had a garden in the past? All right, so many of us have had beautiful gardens, or at least gardens in process, right? And so when we think of this, many of us like the idea of a garden, right? Gardening's easy, right, kids? So basically, all you have to do is you have to go buy seeds, right? And you throw them on the ground and out pops tomatoes.
No.
What do you gotta do?
Water.
You gotta be patient. What else? Is that a hand or is that a stretch?
Daddy?
Yeah. Patience, right? So you have to churn up the ground, right? You have to get what can kill plants?
Thorns.
Poison, okay? Thorns. But what do we call this type of green looking? Sometimes they can be weeds, right? Like, what are pretty weeds?
Dandelions.
Yep. All right, Okay, so we have dandelions, right? And the kids, again, I know that Arabella gets excited because she loves dandelions and she picks them all the time, right? All right. And so, guys, we know we need sunlight. We know we need time. We know that animals like deer, have you ever had deer try to eat some of your garden, right? And we can put, you know, sometimes they say put hair on it. Sometimes you get this spray from Menards and you spray it, but we still get deer eating ours. And when you look at these three houses, again, like I said, we're talking about this description. I'm using another analogy, right? So we're talking about building our house on a firm foundation. We're talking about when storms of life come and they come our way, what do we need our house built on? Okay? So the wolf is like the animals that come and eat your garden. The wolf is also like the enemy when he tries to come in and he destroys. And the little pigs again say, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Everybody. That's right. But what's the problem with the house that's made of straw?
It's not, we got to raise hands, okay? It's made of straw, right? So what's the problem with that? Well, I didn't pick you, Noah. Can be easily knocked down, right? I don't know if you guys ever tried building with straw. I haven't, okay? I know straw is hard when you get a tornado. You can actually take a piece of straw and it can go through a pole because of the speed of the tornado. But otherwise, you think straw is pretty weak, right? And we know the story of the three little pigs, and the mama says, hey, watch out for the big bad wolf. He'll be coming soon to a theater near you, okay? And so you gotta get ready. And so two brothers say, we don't want to take a lot of time, and we want to do this really quick. Straw, straw, straw. Okay? And then this other brother, he goes, I don't really want to work on this too hard. What do I have here? I got some sticks. Stick. Ha ha ha. Now we're playing our little fiddle. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Right? But then we have this third brother, and the third brother is the disciplined brother, right? And he's taking out the brick and the mortar, and he's sweating like crazy, right? Kind of like Pastor John is right now. And he's sweating, and he's doing, and they're laughing at him. They're mocking him, right? Ha, 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 ha. We're enjoying life, and you're just building your house. Ha, 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 ha. Okay? But when the big bad wolf comes to the little pig with straw, what happens? Well, what happens is he's not ready and the wolf blows down the house. But where does he run? Does he run to the brick house? No, he runs where? All the kids say it together. What does he run to? The stick house, right? I want you guys to think about this for a second in your heads. Okay? We tend to run to people that are like us. We tend to run to people that have the same weaknesses we do. Because we tend to hang out with people that are kind of like us. For good or for bad. Wouldn't it make more sense to run straight to the brother that had a brick house? Right? That would make sense. But instead, he runs to another lazy brother. And a lot of times when we get hurt, we lick our own wounds and we want to stay away from people, or we run to somebody else that's so like us that says, huh, come on, let's sin together. Let's do this bad thing together. Don't you feel comfortable around me when I sin? I've got this addiction. You've got this addiction. No big deal. You've got this problem. I've got this problem. No big deal. Rather than going, I could go to the brother that has a house. Now, I might get a lecture. I might get I told you so. I told you your house was going to fall down, but did you listen to me? No, no, no. And sometimes we're afraid to go to the stronger person because we don't want the lecture. We don't want somebody saying, what did you do? And sometimes we don't go to our mommies and daddies. How many times when we do something and we know it's not a good idea, we try to conceal it, we try to hide it, we don't want to admit it, right? We'd rather go, right? That's been us before, right? We try to hide it, we try to conceal it. But guess what? It's a big straw house that fell down. They're going to see it. They're going to find out about it. But yet we run to another brother with a stick house and go, here, let me in. I'm okay here. Everything's going to be all right. Little pig, let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
And I'll hop and I'll pop and I'll blow your house in. And the sticks fly everywhere. And we follow this pattern of going to the wrong places and getting the same results. But what's important, guys, to get is that Jesus doesn't want us first going to the other guy. He wants us going straight to him. He doesn't want us going to just our friend that's going to do the same thing. He wants us going straight to the Father and saying, Lord, speak to me. Right? That God wants to build something in us that's strong and that's big and that's powerful. I hope you run to your parents. I hope you run to your teachers, someone who has wisdom. And most importantly, I pray that you guys run to God. The Holy Spirit is the one who helps not only us build a strong house, but a great garden. Can you guys say garden? He's the one who gives us the power to love. He's the one who fills us with joy. He is the provider of peace. He helps us push through even the toughest of circumstances. So don't run to your friends when you do the same thing that they do. Now, if you need to run to a friend and say, hey, help me, and you know they're strong there, that's one thing, but it better lead to wisdom, right? It better lead to the right decisions. See, our big mistake is we realize we need to plant a garden. How many of you have given your garden a break before? Okay, we did last year. We're like, my garden needs a break. I need a break, right? We like the idea of gardens. We like the idea of fresh fruit. But we don't like the idea of the hard work and the sweat and the digging up the ground and the pulling out the weeds that are there. And so we don't like that. And so even though it would be great to go, hey, I got a garden, sometimes we don't want to do the work that produces a garden, right? And so we see that our big mistake is we need to plant a garden. We need to plant goodness and patience and gentleness. And my question to you is, you know, when we're taking this path, this is for the adults, but we take the path of least resistance. We take the path that's easier. And we try and then gravitate towards those that won't challenge us too much. James challenged me, okay? He challenged me to lose weight for Jesus. And there were days where he's going and he's working with a trainer, and I'm like, you know what? I better go exercise. What are you feeding yourself? Are you feeding the sinful nature, or are you feeding your spirit nature? So we enter the stick house, right? And that gets blown down, right? And so they finally run to the brick house. I want you to know that this church is not going to be a brother that goes like this. I can't believe you did this. I can't believe you did that. I'm loading guilt on top of your back. I want you to know that this is not a guilt-ridden church. I, as your pastor, try my best not to come across. I try not to come across as a pushy pastor. I've met pushy pastors. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand if you know one, okay? I've met pushy pastors, and they push you to do things, and they use guilt as the primary drive. I'm not one of those. I try not to be anyways. I try to say, in the grace of God, I know I mess up. I know that I'm imperfect. But I try to say, as Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. And many people walk away from God. Why do they walk away from God? Because they're tired of trying. You see, they said, I've worked so hard on this stick house. I've worked so hard on this garden. But they never said, Holy Spirit, I want to participate with you. Would you give me the power? Would you give me the strength? Would you give me the ability? And I'm walking with you together. This is not go clean your room and I'm not going with you. This is the Holy Spirit saying, I'm helping you. I'm helping you to clean up. I'm helping you to do the right things. I'm helping you to know what to plant, when, and how. Right? Don't we need a little bit of instruction when we're doing a garden? We need somebody else that's maybe built one before. Said, this is what you do. This is what you plant here in South Dakota. Right? This is what you water. This is what you put down. Right? We look for spiritual mentors that can pour into our lives, spiritual leaders. And so we come alongside of those people, and we do that. So again, the pigs run from the wolf that's just blowing down their house and sticks, and then they finally decide to run to their older brother's home. He was the same brother that they mocked when he was working, and they were frittering their time away. He was the last resort. They didn't want to listen to anything he said. He told them about their mother and what the mother said, prepare for the big bad wolf. They didn't want to listen until he was the only one to run to. And Paul talks about developing a garden. Right? He talks about weeds in the sinful nature that can creep up, that we need to pull out on a regular basis. Guess what? I don't care if you've been a Christian for 30 years. Weeds can still creep up. Right? Let's not get out of the habit of pulling weeds. Right? Because sometimes we're like, well, I've been a Christian for a long time. And I already do that, Pastor. You're telling me something I already know. Good. But do you practice on a regular basis? Are you a regular weed puller? Do you get down on your knees and thick into it and pull out? Because guys, usually, how big are weeds? Can you guys kind of show me? How big are weeds? Okay. And where does the weed end? John, where does the weed end? Does it end on the top of the ground? No, right? It usually goes, it depends on how long the weed's been growing, but that thing can go all the way down like this. Okay, go ahead. I know you're dying to say it. Go ahead. You've been picking weeds? The weeds can go into the church and destroy it. Actually, Arabella and Dylan went around the church with me, and we were pulling the green weeds that are around the building. And so I said, hey, you guys come with me. Let's do it together. And so we were pulling the weeds. Hey, if that's for you, take it and run with it, okay? But again, she was saying the weeds can get into the church, but symbolically, can the weeds get into the church? Hey, sure, because we're in the church, right? And if we haven't pulled those weeds, guess what? They start affecting other people's lives too. Because again, we are a body of Christ, right? And so I'm not an island, right? I am together with those. And so again, Paul talks about developing a garden. He talks about the weeds. And Jesus talks about a house that was built on a sandy shore and the house that was built on the rock. Right? And this is an old song, but it goes, don't build your house on the sandy land. Don't build it too near the shore. Well, it might be kind of nice, but you have to build it twice because you have to build your house once more. It says, build your house upon the rock. With a firm foundation on the solid spot, and the storms may come and go, but the peace of God you will know. But the peace of God you will know. And so it's an encouragement, guys, that all these houses, they're like sandy land. But when we build on Jesus, we're protected in the fortress of God. We're protected in His house. You guys see me in the house? I'm in the house of God. And the storms can come, but guess what? This house isn't going to fall down because it's built on the rock of Christ Jesus. And Jesus says this, everyone that who hears the words of mine and does them, that kind of sounds like weeding sometimes. That kind of sounds like planting sometimes, doesn't it? It would be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it didn't fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them is like a foolish man who built what? A house on the sandy shore, right? But kind of like this straw, or kind of like sticks, right? And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. See, in our fictional story, the three little pigs, the brothers built their house on weak foundations, but the third brother built his house on a solid foundation. On a solid foundation. Mortar is the glue that sticks the stones together, right? And God wants to build in our life. In fact, He calls you a living stone, not Livingston, okay? But living stone. Can you guys shout living stone?
Living
stone. That is not a shout. Living stone.
Living stone.
That's a shout. Good job. We are living stones. And we're all a part of God's building. Now, we're not like, I want my stone on that building of the church so I can claim I own it. Don't you see my name? Hither Gutherford the Third. No, it's actually that we're active participants in the church. That we're active participants. We are living stones doing living things to help be vessels of honor to change people's lives around us. That we are living stones. All right? So there you go. You got an Isabel over here. You got an Allison over here. Okay, you got a Noah over here and a Signe and a Talia, right? We are living stones. A mighty fortress that can't fall when we're in Christ. See, because even if we die, guys, what can man do to us? Because the worst that man can do is to take our lives. And again, if that were to happen in this country, we would go and be with Jesus. So there is nothing that the enemy can take away, ultimately. Ultimately, this house cannot be knocked down. So when the big bad wolf comes to do the same thing as he always does, he faces a strength he can't overcome. He said, I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll puff. Why is this not working? Why is this not working?
Why is it not working? Yeah, it's built on a rock, right, guys? It was built on the rock. A mighty fortress is our God. We sing that, right? Today, when we think of gardens, when we think of our family, when we think of our homes, let's partner with the Lord in developing the character of Christ that's going to make us strong. And as we come to the end, guys, I want to read this passage. Psalm 91, we read it this morning. My refuge is my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. As you come to Him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, 1 Peter says, you are living stones, built up as a spiritual house to be holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God. Behold, I'm laying a stone in Zion, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in Him will not be put to shame. He will help us build a strong house that can't be knocked down. He's the foundation, and He is the cornerstone, and He's going to build a beautiful garden inside of us when we allow Him and we aid Him and we say, Holy Spirit, help me to build that garden. Can you guys bow your heads with me? Lord God, I thank You for these two images, the image of a beautiful garden and the fruit of the Spirit. I thank You also for the image of the fact that we are living stones, that we're a part of God's building that can't be knocked down, and that You are our mighty fortress. I pray for these children as they grow in You, Lord God, that they would run to You first, that they would run to wisdom, that they would run to confession and saying, I'm sorry, forgive me, that they would be people of character, that You would develop in their lives peace, patience, joy, gentleness, self-control, the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God. I pray that You would develop in each of their hearts. And I pray for us as adults as well, Lord God. I pray that we would keep on gardening. I pray that we would keep on, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't give up. We wouldn't get tired. We know that we don't go it alone. And that You're with us to give us the strength and the power. You say You'll never leave us, that You'll never forsake us. And we thank You, God, that You are that mighty fortress that we can run into. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Well,